We'll do a session of lying down yoga now. Lying down on your back, on your mat, or your bed, whichever surface you're resting on. Arranging your body, aligning it, aligning the feet and the legs. Arranging the heels at about a foot apart, letting the feet splay out to either side. Resting the arms at a comfortable distance from the body with palms facing the ceiling. Noticing the way the spine feels. If the back feels kind of compressed, just adjusting so that it feels comfortable on the floor or the bed or the mat. And noticing the position of the neck and allowing the neck to elongate, bringing the chin slightly in and slightly down. And this is a corpse pose, or Shavasana, as it's called. It's the beginning and ending pose for most yoga sessions. So beginning in Shavasana, the resting pose, bringing your attention first, always, to your posture and alignment, and then bringing the attention to the sense of breathing, the physical sensations of breathing in the body. Breathing in and breathing out. Noticing where you feel your breathing. And experimenting with a comfortable depth of breathing for the yoga practice. Breathing in diaphragmatically. Filling the balloon behind the belly button. Feeling the expansion in the torso, especially in the middle part of the torso. Breathing out, feeling it shrink back. Breathing diaphragmatically a few times, reminding yourself of how it feels. And then just resting for a moment or so in Shavasana with gentle breathing, preparing for this session of lying down yoga. Maintaining awareness of the breathing, feeling of the breathing. Noticing any other senses, any sounds that you may be hearing, other body sensations that may be drawing your attention to themselves, noticing where your thoughts are going or if any emotions arise, and just practicing noting and then coming back to feeling the body and the breathing as you rest in Shavasana in preparation for lying down yoga. Noticing where your attention is now. Is it on thoughts or emotions, other sensations? Was it on the body? Just observing with non-judging awareness. And remembering as we move through this series of yoga postures to practice non-striving, which doesn't mean not trying, but it means not pushing for a certain goal. It's easy to strive in yoga to put the body in a certain position and to push past limits. But it's very important to learn to trust the body, trusting what it's telling us about how far is far enough. Taking ourselves to our limits, but not forcing beyond them. And this protects us and also helps us build flexibility through the yoga. Maintaining awareness of what the body is telling you. Maintaining a sense of awareness of the feeling of breathing throughout the yoga. Now preparing by placing the soles of the feet on the floor, bending the knees toward the ceiling, aligning the feet and knees and hips. Breathing gently to prepare. And the general sequence we're going to follow in this yoga is getting the body in position first before stretching. Then breathing in a diaphragmatic breath in to prepare. And as we breathe out, moving into the stretch. Then holding the stretch at the limit of our body while we keep breathing. Then moving the attention through the body, searching for tightness and inviting it to soften. You'll notice that when we move into any yoga posture or any stretch, many places in the body tend to tighten that aren't really necessary to the stretch, and they tend to bind up the body and limit the stretch. So as we hold our stretch, moving our minds through our bodies, softening unnecessary tension, we'll find that often there's a little bit more flexibility, and the stretch will go a little further without really trying. This may or may not happen for you, but it is possible in some stretches for some people, and this is an important way to build flexibility in the body. So now feeling the body, resting on the floor, knees pointed toward the ceiling, soles of the feet touching the floor, feeling the places where the body is making contact with the floor, and breathing in again to prepare, breathing out, gently firming the thigh and buttock on the right side and bringing the knee toward the chest. And holding the knee with both hands, either in front of the knee or behind the knee. If you have pain in your knee, just finding a comfortable position or resting out this pose because it's too difficult for you. So holding the knee if you can. Now, taking a deeper breath in to prepare, and as you breathe out, bringing the knee as far as it'll go comfortably toward the chest. Holding the knee in this maximum position for you at your limit, continuing to breathe, noticing that you may have stopped breathing momentarily, and moving your attention through your body, using your breathing as your guide. So breathing in, feeling for any tension in the head or neck, in the face, and breathing out, inviting it to soften and lengthen. Breathing in, noticing any tension in the neck, shoulders, arms, or hands. Breathing out, inviting the muscles to soften. Breathing in on another in-breath, feeling the torso, and breathing out, inviting the muscles to soften. And on another in-breath, breathing in and feeling the lower half of the body. And breathing out, inviting the muscles in the lower half of the body, including both legs and feet, to soften. Just releasing any tension that's not necessary to this stretch. You might be surprised at how little tension is needed to maintain the stretch. And then noticing where you're feeling the most tightness in the body from the stretch itself. And if you like, focusing a kind of a beam of attention on that tight area. And imagining that the muscles there are becoming warm and long and soft. Noticing if this affects the stretch in any way. And when you've released as much tension as will release from the body without trying too hard, just inviting it. Noticing if the stretch will go a little further without strain. And if you do take it further, noticing that new tightness has probably arisen in the body. So breathing in, just checking and noticing that throughout the body. And as you breathe out, inviting the new tension to soften and lengthen if it will. Inviting the muscles to lengthen, tension releasing. And then when you're ready, returning to neutral on an in-breath. And resting in neutral, breathing in and breathing out gently, checking for sensations that may be the result of this stretch. There may be tingling or prickly feelings or warmth or coolness. You may realize that you may have taken the stretch a little too far or not far enough. Just observing what you're feeling as you breathe in and breathe out, integrating the effects of the stretch. In yoga, which means yoking or joining, our breathing is the bridge between our mind and our body. Just feeling the effects of this stretch. As we go through this lying down yoga session, if the instructions seem to be having you hold your stretch for longer than you're comfortable doing, always remembering to take care of yourself and your body, releasing the stretch whenever you need to. Everybody's body is different. It's essential in yoga to trust your own body's messages to you, paying close attention. And this way you can keep your body safe from harm. Now when you're ready, doing the balancing stretch, bringing your attention to the left leg. Your knee is bent toward the ceiling, foot is placed on the floor, feeling the sensations of the body in this position, and gently firming the thigh and buttock of the left leg, breathing gently, bringing the knee toward the chest, and holding the knee in whatever way is comfortable for you. Then breathing in a longer inhalation, filling the balloon as you prepare for the stretch. And as you breathe out, bringing the knee toward the chest as close as it'll come without straining. Holding that stretch, continuing to breathe, noticing if you stopped breathing for a second. And then using your breathing to guide you again through the body, scanning through your body, searching for tightness or tension that you don't need, and inviting it to soften, inviting the muscles to lengthen, releasing some tension. Breathing in, noticing one region of the body like the head and neck. Breathing out, inviting it to come to rest and release tension. On another breath, breathing in and feeling the neck, shoulders, arms, and hands. Breathing out, inviting them to lengthen or soften. And on your own, just moving your attention through your body, using your in-breaths for noticing sensations and tension, and the out-breaths for inviting the muscles to lengthen and soften. And then whenever you're ready, noticing if the stretch will go further. If it does, noticing the new tension. Softening that if you can. And coming back to neutral on an in-breath and resting in neutral. Breathing gently. Noticing the effects of this stretch on your body. Checking the face and shoulders and neck for any tension that might come from concentration, and softening those as well if you can. Now bringing your arms out to the sides at a 90-degree angle to your body so that if someone were looking at you, you'd look like a kind of a T shape. Feeling the shoulder blades on the floor, letting the palms of the hands either point toward the ceiling or rest on the floor, whichever you prefer. Usually a little easier to have them pointing toward the ceiling. If your legs are stretched out now, bringing the feet up to touch the floor, letting the knees point toward the ceiling. And this time bringing the ankles and the knees together, letting them touch one another. And bringing the heels as close to your torso as is comfortable without straining or forcing. And breathing gently, feeling the breathing and feeling your body resting in this position, preparing for a gentle spinal twist. So preparing by breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, feeling that balloon behind the belly button. And as you breathe out, allowing the knees to just kind of fall toward the left as if gravity's pulling them, without forcing them in any way. Your feet may be next to one another or on top one another, or beneath or on top one another. Doesn't matter. And leaving the arms on the floor, shoulder blades in contact, gently turning your head toward the right, without any sense of force, moving to your limit. Breathing gently, feeling yourself in this position, knowing that the spine is gently twisting. This is very healthy for the spine. Feeling the front of the body open up a little bit. And again, using your breathing as your guide, moving your attention through the body, searching for any unnecessary tension. Using the in-breaths for noticing. So breathing in, choosing an area and noticing if there's tension there. And breathing out, inviting the muscles in that place to soften or lengthen. So just moving through your body in whatever way you like, from your feet to your head or your head to your feet. But remembering to check every region of the body. We often are unconsciously holding tension in different parts of the body. So releasing tension for yourself throughout the body. And when you've released as much as you feel you can without trying too hard, noticing if the stretch will go a little further without any force or strain. And if it does go further, noticing the new tension that may have arisen, breathing in, noticing it, and breathing out, inviting the muscles to soften. Just noticing what happens with non-judging awareness. Feeling the body in this maximum pose for you, knowing that you're at your limit, noticing what that feels like to your body. And then on a gentle in-breath, when you're ready, coming back to neutral and resting in neutral, noticing the effects of this stretch, breathing in and breathing out. And then when you're ready, we'll do the balancing stretch to the other side. So breathing in to prepare, and as you breathe out, allowing the knees to fall toward the right, as if gravity's pulling them, so without forcing them, just letting them find their own limit. Allowing the arms to maintain contact with the floor, the shoulder blades, and then turning the head gently toward the left. Remembering to continue breathing, feeling the body as it changes position, noticing where you feel the new tightness from the stretch, and then breathing in and breathing out, moving your attention through the body, releasing unnecessary tension. Breathing in to choose a place to notice and noticing the sensations there. On the out-breaths, inviting the muscles to soften and lengthen. Scanning through the whole body. One region at a time. Noticing where the body is still tight. And if there's a lot of tightness there, often that would be in the upper part of the hip region, lower back, on the side facing the ceiling, maybe in the leg, the thigh. Just imagining a beam of awareness, maybe a warm light or whatever you like, focusing on the tightest part. Imagining that the muscles are warming and lengthening there. Just breathing gently and noticing if this has any effect, this imagery has any effect on the tightness of the muscles, without striving, just noticing what happens. And then if the body will allow itself to go further, taking it a little further into the stretch, noticing what happens, breathing in, noticing any new tension, breathing out, inviting it to soften, and breathing gently, returning to neutral on an in-breath, resting in neutral, breathing gently and noticing the effects of this stretch. As we move through the body, noticing, we'll be doing balancing poses, moving to one side first and then the other, moving one part of the body and then another. And what's common is to find that our bodies are not symmetrical, and one side may move further or less far than the other. And this is quite normal. So through the yoga, we're also building awareness of what our bodies can and can't do, what the limits of the body are. So breathing gently, resting now, knowing that as we move through these poses, we're stretching different muscles, and we're also massaging our inner organs. We're bringing blood flow back to parts of the body that may not have had much. So this yoga is a very healing practice. It brings our mind together with our body. More evenly distributes the oxygen throughout the body. It lets us breathe air and space into ourselves. And we'll do a gentle pelvic tilt. So again, leaving the feet on the floor with the knees pointing toward the ceiling, or replacing them there. And aligning again the feet and the knees and the hips about hip width apart. Placing the heels in a comfortable place, distance away from the torso. And breathing in to prepare. On the out breath, just gently pressing the lower back into the floor. Breathing gently and feeling the way the body feels in this position. And moving your awareness through your body, releasing any tension that you don't need for this position. Even checking the legs and feet, where you may assume you need all the tension that's there, but maybe you don't need all of it. Noticing the position of the arms and bringing them a little closer to the body if they're far from the body. Noticing how that change in position affects the way this posture feels. Breathing gently and then releasing, letting the curve in the lower back return. And breathing in and breathing out, feeling the effects of this stretch, this gentle stretch. This is a pelvic tilt. And then to balance this position, we're going to be gently pressing the tailbone into the floor, increasing the curve in the lower back. It's very important to be gentle with these poses, so you don't want to press too hard. So this time we're going to prepare by breathing gently, and then on an in-breath, we're going to be pressing the tailbone into the floor, increasing the curve in the lower back. And then breathing gently, holding that pose. Noticing tension in the body. Using in-breaths to choose an area of the body to notice. Out-breaths to invite that area to soften. Just observing how much tension you can soften while maintaining this position. Checking the face and shoulders. Arms and hands, the front of the torso and the back, buttocks and the hips and the thighs and the legs and feet, And then releasing this pose, coming back to normal, neutral. Breathing gently and feeling the effects of the stretch, noticing what you noticed. And then a nice way to do the pelvic tilt is just to move the pelvis in this way with each in and out breath, pairing the out breaths with pressing the back into the floor and the in breaths with pressing the tailbone into the floor. So as you're gently compressing the front of the torso, you're breathing out. And as you're opening the front of the torso, pressing the tailbone into the floor and the lower back coming off the floor, you're breathing in. In a way, this makes sense, and we use this pattern of breathing for a lot of yoga. As you breathe in, you're opening the torso, opening the front of the body, kind of making more space for the breath to come in. And breathing out, the front of the body compressing down with less space for the breathing. So now just experimenting with this or practicing with this. Breathing out, pressing the back into the floor, and on the in-breath, reversing, gently pressing the tailbone into the floor, and on the out-breath, pressing the lower back into the floor, and so forth. So you're just moving your pelvis gently back and forth, pairing the movement with your gentle breathing. You can experiment with diaphragmatic breathing doing this, but very gently, with no force. Just noticing how if you do the diaphragmatic breathing, it slows the pattern down, taking a longer in and out breath. If you move the pelvis with normal breathing, it goes a little faster. And then after a couple of more pelvic tilts coming to rest, just noticing the feelings in the body, breathing in and breathing out. Noticing the effects of this stretch. Gently mobilizing the spine and the lower back. And then when you're ready, carefully and gently turning over onto your front on the floor. So coming to rest on the front of the body on the floor, finding a comfortable position for your head. You might want to rest your forehead on your hands, bringing the hands together in front of your forehead. Or you might like to rest your hands next to your head and turn the head in one direction or another. So just finding the most comfortable position for you. Resting on the front of the body on the floor. Feeling the sensations of the body resting this way on the floor. Noticing how different this is from resting on the back of the body. Just feeling all the sensations, the harder parts of the body like the forehead or elbows, knees or toes. The softer parts like the thighs or the tummy area or the chest. Long and short parts, the wide and narrow parts. Just feeling your body resting on the floor, breathing gently, and then preparing to do a posture that opens the front of the body. Now, these postures increase the curve in the lower back. It's called hyperextending the lower back. If you have lower back pain, you'll want to either be very gentle and careful or just sit this out, imagining that you're doing it. So choosing for yourself what's safe for your body. And we'll do a modified pose to begin with. Placing the hands flat on the floor right next to your face, with the elbows close to your body and the forearms resting on the floor. So your hands and forearms all the way to your elbows will be forming a straight line from your face to about the middle of your torso, elbows close to the torso. Just feeling yourself in this position. And then on an in-breath, gently raising the shoulders and head up off the floor, leaving the forearms in contact with the floor. And just looking at the floor. So without hyperextending your neck, without arching your head back, just feeling the body, opening up the front of the body with shoulders off the floor, forearms holding you up. Bringing awareness to your breathing, breathing in and breathing out. Again, moving your attention through your body and releasing any unnecessary tension. One area at a time. Breathing in, feeling your face and head and neck. Breathing out, softening anything that can soften in this stretch. Breathing in, feeling your shoulders and arms and hands. Breathing out, releasing any tension that you don't really need. If you can, you may or may not be able to. Breathing in, feeling the back, all the way along the back of the body, buttocks and the back of the legs and the feet. Breathing out, softening. And on another in-breath, feeling the whole front of the body, tops of the feet and legs and hips and abdomen and trunk. Breathing out, softening anything that doesn't need to be tight. And then coming back to rest on the front of the body, breathing gently and noticing the effects of this stretch, which is called the Phoenix Pose. It's also called a half cobra. So resting, just feeling the effects of this stretch and preparing to do this stretch again, only we're going to take it further this time for those of you who do not have lower back pain or fragile lower backs. Breathing gently to prepare, and on a long, gentle in-breath, coming up again, bringing the shoulders off the floor, and then if you can, continuing to lift the front of the body off the floor so that you're finally ending up with hands in contact with the floor and elbows as straight as it's comfortable to make them. And just noticing how this feels to your body as you do this. Just checking, breathing gently, and coming back down to a lying down position. So just noticing if this feels like an okay pose for you. What it feels like to move into this pose. Breathing gently to prepare again. This time, just gently firming the thighs and the buttocks without gripping. If you grip the buttocks too tight, it can cause difficulties. But gently firming the thighs and the buttocks can protect the lower back. So once again, gently tightening, gently firming up the thighs and hips and buttocks, coming up onto your hands again on an in-breath. And then resting there, breathing gently and releasing any unnecessary tension throughout the body. Breathing in and noticing one region, breathing out and inviting it to lengthen and soften. And just moving through the body, only staying in this pose as long as you're comfortable doing without forcing or trying to stay longer than you feel is comfortable for your body and safe for your body. And then coming back out of this pose into neutral again, resting on the front of your body, breathing gently and noticing the effects of this stretch. And now when you're ready, coming to your hands and knees. If you have uncomfortable wrists or painful wrists, you can rest on the back of your fingers, kind of making a fist and straightening out the wrists. Placing the hands directly under the shoulders, shoulder width apart, and the knees directly under the hips, about hip width apart. You can either flatten the feet or bring the toes to the floor, flexing the feet. Whichever you prefer, and straightening the back as much as you can so that if someone looked at you, you'd look kind of like a table. Noticing the position of the neck, bringing the chin slightly in and slightly down, elongating the neck, feeling the length of the spine and the shoulders. Obviously, if you have shoulder or too much wrist or knee pain, you should just lie down for this pose or do another pose that's safe for you. Throughout these yoga sessions, making sure not to ever push yourself into pain. If you ever feel any twinging or tightening that feels painful, backing off immediately and taking care of yourself in any way you can. So now in the kneeling pose, we'll just do a gentle pelvic tilt again in the kneeling pose. Sometimes we call this the mad cat and the sad cow pose. What we're going to be doing is, again, arching the back and lifting the back in sequence. So when you lift your back, you'll be tucking the pelvis under, bringing the back up toward the ceiling, tucking the chin in and down, so that you kind of look like a C shape or a mad cat. And then the reverse pose involves bringing the back into neutral again, and then letting the tummy sink toward the floor, the hips rising up and the shoulders rising up toward the ceiling, so you look like one of those kind of saggy-backed old skinny cows. Or not so skinny, as the case may be. So coming back to neutral now, breathing gently and feeling yourself in neutral. Beginning with an in-breath to prepare. On the out-breath, bringing the back up toward the ceiling, arching the back up, tucking the pelvis under and the chin and jaws under toward the neck. Breathing gently, noticing that this compresses the breathing a little bit. And holding this posture for a moment. Just feeling it as you breathe in and breathe out, noticing how the body feels, and releasing any unnecessary tension in the feet and legs, hips, torso, arms and hands, neck and face and head. Just breathing gently, feeling the body in this pose. And then on a long, gentle in-breath, just reversing the pose. Gently coming back into neutral and moving right into the reverse pose, bringing the tummy toward the floor. Letting the hips and shoulders come up toward the ceiling. And without forcing the extension of this pose, finding your own limits. Holding this pose, feeling the body in this pose, the sad cow pose. Breathing gently. Releasing tension throughout the body. Breathing in and noticing tension in a region. Breathing out. Inviting the muscles to soften there, noticing what happens with non-judging attention, and remembering non-striving without forcing yourself into any position, just observing where your body is comfortable going, what your limits are, learning your limits through these yoga poses. And then freeing this pose up a little bit, coming back to neutral, and what we'll be doing is again pairing the movement of the pelvis and the torso with the breaths. So on the in-breath, we'll be bringing the tummy toward the floor, opening the chest and the front of the body. With the out-breaths, we'll be reversing, compressing the chest and the torso, bringing the back up toward the ceiling, tucking the pelvis. So just on your own, breathing in, opening the torso, letting the tummy sink toward the floor and the shoulders and hips rise up, breathing out, reversing, letting the back come up toward the ceiling on the exhalation. And just gently moving back and forth, mobilizing the spine and the pelvis, matching your breathing to the movements of the body. And when you feel comfortable, ending this series of movements with sitting back on your heels, gently, resting the tops of the feet on the floor, and bringing your arms down onto the floor, hands down onto the floor, stretched out toward the wall in front of you, letting the head sink toward the floor. You may want to separate your knees a little bit to make this more comfortable, and this is the child's pose, another resting pose in yoga. So resting in child's pose in whatever position your body finds, your Hips may not stay all the way down on your ankles, or your head may not come all the way down to the floor. Just finding your own resting pose and breathing gently. Again, moving your awareness through the body, releasing unnecessary tension. Bringing special attention to softening the shoulders. Elongating the back. Letting all the muscles of the back and between the ribs soften. Letting the back open up, if it will. Focusing a beam of awareness, if you like, on the tightness that may be there in the lower back and down into the buttocks. Just imagining the muscles lengthening and softening all the way along the back and the hips and into the neck. Softening the front of the torso, the arms and hands and face. Softening the neck if you can, the feet and legs. Again, always remembering if you can come out of a pose whenever you're ready. So resting in child's pose as long as it's comfortable for you. Noticing that it may be possible to feel layers of tightness softening as you rest in this pose, allowing the shoulders to release if they will, the arms and hands to soften, the back to soften and elongate, just feeling the length of the back and the sides. Breathing in, noticing sensations throughout the body, one region at a time, breathing out, inviting each place to come to rest. And then, in any way that's comfortable for you, carefully coming back to the Shavasana or corpse pose, lying down on your back, arranging your body, checking your alignment, noticing if it's comfortable to let the legs rest on the floor, or if it's still important to your lower back to bring the feet to the floor, letting the knees point toward the ceiling. To release the lower back. And then bringing your awareness to the feeling of breathing, the air coming in and going out of the body. Taking a few deep diaphragmatic breaths, filling the balloon behind the belly button. The arms resting gently at your sides, palms facing the ceiling. The neck elongated, bringing the chin slightly in and down. Feeling the whole length of the body, from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. Feeling the length of the arms and hands. Breathing in and breathing out. And bringing a gentle half smile to your face if you like. And bringing into your awareness something that you appreciate or feel grateful for, no matter how small, no matter how large, an aspect of yourself or your life or another person, maybe even just a part of the body that you're grateful for because it moves or doesn't hurt or sees well or hears well, or any part of the body that does function for you. So just choosing one thing right now, anything you like to focus appreciation or gratitude on if you want to do that right now. And breathing in, imagining that you're breathing in the capacity to appreciate and feel grateful into your heart, and breathing out from your heart if you like, or in any other way, the sense of gratitude or appreciation the breathing in and breathing out appreciation or gratitude toward this aspect of yourself or your life or another person or anything at all. It's breathing with a sense of gratitude or appreciation. Noticing what effect this has. And then releasing this practice as well. Coming back to the sense of breathing and feeling the body resting on the floor. Just feeling the body and the breathing. Releasing all thinking, if you can, or noticing where the thoughts go. Noticing if any emotions are present, if there are other senses that are noticing things, sense of touch, anywhere else in the body besides where you've been focusing, inner sense of sensation in the body, any sounds or smells. Just noticing whatever you're noticing and coming back to feeling the breathing in the body and resting in whatever stillness there is, if you can, as we end this yoga session.